Slobodan Milosevic has had another dramatic day in court at the War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague today. The former Yugoslav president dismissed charges that he spearheaded a campaign of genocide in the 1992 to 95 Bosnian War. He faces three separate indictments for crimes in Bosnia, Croatia, and Kosovo, dating from his 13 years in power. Nick Spicer has this report from The Hague.
For Bosnia, the biggest and the bloodiest of the Balkan wars, the prosecutors charged the accused with every crime in the tribunal's statutes, including genocide, the worst of all.
From on or about the 1st of March 1992 until the 31st of December 1995, Slobodan Milosevic, acting
a court official read the indictment. It contains 29 counts of genocide, complicity to commit genocide, crimes against humanity, grave breaches of the Geneva Conventions, and violations of the laws or customs of war. It charges Milosevic with organizing the crimes and with doing nothing when he might have prevented them. It lists massacres and atrocities which became infamous: the shelling of a bread line, a soccer match, and a funeral in Sarajevo, the operation of concentration camps practicing systematic rape and torture. When asked to enter a plea, Milosevic replied with an angry refusal.
"This tragic text is a supreme absurdity. I should be given credit for peace in Bosnia, not war. The responsibility for war in Bosnia is with the forces who broke up Yugoslavia and their agents in Yugoslavia, not with the Serbs or the Serbian people's policies."
The court entered a plea of not guilty for Milosevic, as it did for the earlier Kosovo and Croatia indictments. Then it turned to a prosecution request to merge the three indictments in a single trial, to save time and to save witnesses from having to testify several times in separate trials. There will be hundreds of witnesses, victims, experts, and about 30 people the prosecution calls insiders, members of Milosevic's power circle. But prosecutor Carla Del Ponte also explained that speeding up the trial would help victims and reconciliation.
On a des milliers de victimes qui demandent justice.
We have thousands of victims asking for justice. If we have three trials, one after another, we will have an unjustified delay.
Prosecutors also said a shorter trial would be fair to Milosevic, who might be swamped by multiple cases. Milosevic hasn't appointed a lawyer and speaks for himself, though he doesn't recognize the court. He explained why he thought the prosecutor wanted to merge the cases.
Oni žele da stave u drugi plan optuže za Kosovo.
Milosevic said the goal of uniting the three indictments was to hide what he claimed were the Clinton administration's links to terrorists in Kosovo and, he claimed, to Osama bin Laden. In the end, presiding judge Richard May did decide to merge the Croatia and Bosnia indictments, but not all three.
However, the Kosovo indictment will not be joined, but will be tried separately and first, beginning on the 12th of February next year.
May said he would explain later why he decided not to include Kosovo with Croatia and Bosnia. But his decision means proceedings for both trials will take longer and last at least 2 or 3 years. Nick Spicer, NPR News, The Hague.